It's 4th of March 2017. I'm Rajeshwari Ganguly Banerjee. In conversation with Sri Dontidev Moitro, the renowned music collector, we are conversing at his Madhur Daho residence, Kolkata.
And this is about Pandit Ravi Shankar's singing, not his starting. So I first heard Ravi Shankar singing a full-fledged Dhrupad. Full-fledged, you know, Chotal with a Pakhavaj Sangat, not the Nom Tomala, no, I mean, full-fledged Dhrupad Sang, Tansen Dhrupad Sang. And that was in Trinapur, which house. She had a lot of tape recordings, and from Sharpuri Raj Chaudhuri, I also heard something. And I was really, you know, engrossed by the style of his singing, so beautiful and so tuneful. And the Dhrupad exactly, as I knew Dhrupad to be, you know, that the sweeping knees and long-standing notes, you know, Khandani to Dhrupad. So I was amazed. How come, I mean, Ravi Shankar, if he had been a singer, he could have been a very famous singer, even if he had not played the sitar. So I was always thinking that from whom he has learned his Dhrupad. What was his talim? So, his secretary Robin Pal was very close to me at one point of time. And whenever Ravi Shankar came here, he used to stay at that one, Lala Sriram's house in Baliganj. And it was full of people gatecrashing, trying to get his photograph, autograph, or getting their LP records signed by him. So, it's very difficult to talk to him. He's always surrounded by so many people. So I also tried to visit him once, but I couldn't enter, even in spite of the fact that Robin Pal was with me, because he was having some press conference or something. So I was asking Robin Pal constantly that, please ask Panditji from whom he learned his Dhrupad. I said, did you ask him? No. Did you ask him? No. Well, why? No, actually, I don't know much about Dhrupad. If Panditji asked me why you are asking about Dhrupad, what do you know about Dhrupad, then I will not be able to answer this thing, that thing. Why don't you ask yourself? How can he ask? He comes to Calcutta soulless. So he said that, okay, go to your chambers. He came to my chambers and he just dialed a number. I said, Panditji, some person wants to talk to you, and he's a great friend of mine, and just handed over the phone to me. Yes. I was so nervous, you know. But the first thing that came to my mind, I said that, Panditji, I'm a great admirer of your Dhrupad singing. And he burst out laughing. Ha, ha, ha. And this is the first time I've been complimented for my singing. I said, it's very true, Panditji. Where did you, you know, listen? I said, from Tina Purohit's tape records. Oh, I see. So, are you fond of Dhrupad? You know, like, very much, you know. So, whom have you heard? Whose Dhrupad have you heard? I said, I listen to Shottapika Bandhavadhyay's Dhrupad. And, he was such a giant, and even after listening to him, you are finding my song, you know, up to date or to the mark. I said, very much, it is of the same style. Oh, really? Then I asked him that, I have a question to ask you, Panditji, that how is your style of singing so similar to Shottakinkar Babu's style of singing? This is very important. What he said opened my eyes. What I thought he said. He said that, look, why our singing styles will be different, you tell me. I said, no, but you belong to a different gharana. He was from Bishnupur. Look, that's not the point. He said that, you have heard me singing Tansen songs. He was also must be singing Tansen song. I said, yes, that's true. Then, if both of us have got the proper talim, then both of us style must be the same. Because both of us are singing Tanchan, that means both of us have got the proper talim. So why it should be different?
My goodness.
So I said that, pressurized him, please do tell me from where. And he was so evasive, he said that, no, I learned from Babaji. I said, no, it's not possible. I mean, I've heard, Ali Akbar Khan Sahib singing, it's just got nothing to do with your style. He only sings Nom Tom Tom and that sort of thing. I've also heard Aladdin Khan, some snatches of his songs, it's got nothing, those are just alap-based Dhrupad, like the daggers, but you are singing full-fledged Dhrupad. I must have learned something from Khoka Babu. Khoka Babu means Birendra Kishore Rai Chaudhuri. I must have learned. I said, no, but because unfortunately or fortunately, I've heard Khoka Babu singing also. I said, no, it is not similar to your style of singing. It's just a more Khandarbani style with more jerks. It's more like Dabi Khan style. So it is not. Oh, I see. So you have heard Dabi Khan. Yes, I've one or two, Dabi Khan. Okay. Then I must have, I was in Benares, so you have heard about Harinarayan Mukhopadhyay. So he was, taking me down, to a place where I cannot reach. Harinarayan Mukhopadhyay, yes, I've heard about him, but there is no recording of Harinarayan Mukhopadhyay. Yes, that is exactly the point. So he was very, satisfied. I must have, during my younger days, I heard Harinarayan Babu's Rupa so much that his style must have gone into me. And I must be singing Harinarayan Mukhopadhyay style. Then I just gave up. I understood that he is not going to really divulge. So thank you, Panditji, my pranam. So there ended.
Time.
That was, must be again, 1998, 1999.
And your chamber was it?
Pardon?
The chamber you called, it was at?
Ezra Street, Calcutta.
Ezra Street.